When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I'm welcomed by, that's not true, I'm welcoming Joel Grove.
Hey!
It's producer Joel. And not only is this the Jokes podcast, it is also the Christmas special. Input jingle bell.
Merry Christmas.
Put that in later, Joel.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joel. It's Christmas Eve.
It is, I know. It's Christmas tomorrow. What's your kind of Christmas Eve traditions? What do you like to do?
Oh, that's the question I wasn't expecting. So Christmas. I tend to be at my mum's, go back to my mum's. Mm-hmm. Which I've done.
You did that.
I've been so excited for Christmas this year.
You did it in August.
I have been waiting for Santa for 2 months at my mum's. But regular listeners will know all about that. Well, I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know, really. So get up. Go like what do you, I thought everyone does it the same.
Well, you know, I like to
wrap
some presents, watch Muppets Christmas Carol, have a mulled wine.
What on Christmas Eve? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't think you do, Mark. I'll be honest. You can't just say you mentioned it. That's actually exactly word for word what I do.
I thought you meant on Christmas Day, what do we do?
No, I said Christmas Eve. Because that's when, because it's right now.
Joel, I don't want to have an argument with you at Christmas, but you said it's Christmas Day tomorrow. Have you got any traditions? Which made me think you were talking about Christmas Day.
A mix up. But I like Christmas Eve. It's one of those classic things, isn't it? Where the anticipation's almost better than the Christmas Day itself.
I like the feel of it.
Yeah.
There's a nice feel to Christmas Eve. Yeah. We used to, we still do sometimes when it's not COVID. We've got family friends and as kids, we'd always go there and we'd always have one present on Christmas Eve.
I've heard about families like yours.
What do you mean?
It's weird.
No, but it's just like, just from them.
No.
You know what I mean? It's quite nice. That was great. It's like a little teaser for Christmas. It was great stuff. And we still do go there, but now there's nephews and all that stuff involved. Is what it is. They'll still get presents.
Oh, that's good.
Well, a present. Yeah. Not this year. Oh, tier 4, baby.
Sad, isn't it?
We're in tier 4, Joel.
We are.
Welcome from tier 4. Just don't worry about it, guys. It is what it is. Just try and make the best of it. That's the advice from the big dog.
Good. Yeah, I think I've seen you at the press conferences, actually.
Imagine that. Come on, guys. Just make the best of it.
Come on.
So what's anything else you want to chat about, or should we get on with this week's episode, Joel?
Hey, I think we should get on with this week's episode. It's an exciting one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who is it for the Christmas special?
It is Mr. Sean Walsh.
You're kidding me. It's only my bloody double act partner from 2016.
that's how he bills himself. I've heard when he does like top secret comedy and stuff, they say, Mark Simmons, 2016 double act partner. And the crowd know. Then they know who it's going to be. You know?
Good show, that, mate. It's a bloody good show. If you want to hear a material about that show, go back and listen to the last episode we did with Sean, because that was great stuff. So yeah, that was great. Yeah, it's good to catch up with him. Have you listened to
it? I have, Mark. And usually what we do with these podcasts is you say, oh, you know, we recorded about an hour or so. And that's good because it means we get a full, nice, juicy episode. And we also have sort of an extra 20 minutes bonus content for our friends on Patreon, patreon.com/jokeswithmark.
I've got a feeling there's a butt coming.
And you said very much the same for this one. And I downloaded the files and it was sort of an hour and 10, 15 minutes.
Great.
And then I had to sit through about 26 minutes of you and Sean talking about different wrestling companies.
Did we do? Oh.
You were talking about it like you were gossiping down the Queen Vic. Well, you never guessed who's gone to NXT, and then they won't even speak to the guys at AEW anymore. And it made me realise what I must sound like to people that aren't interested in football.
Yeah.
I found it so boring. And I kept just sort of skimming ahead a minute, and then I wasn't sure if you'd actually, when you'd started the show. And if this was,
if any wrestling fans want to listen to that, tweet us.
I'll email it to you directly.
Burn it. So we just got a regular episode. That's great.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's nice.
Is it a good one?
Really good fun. Really good fun.
Yeah, it's always good fun.
A bit about Easter eggs that is textbook Sean Walsh.
Wow. What more do you want?
There's a tease.
There we go. Well, let's not wait any longer.
No, let's not. Let's let
let's get on with it. Bloody Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Sean Walsh. So you did that great. You're doing that great series where you chat about like a comedian that you've like an icon of yours. That, like,
you're only saying that because I told you you're in episode 4.
No. I was just gonna say you got loads on the first one of that. And that's a long video.
Got like, it's 23 minutes, and it got like something for me, which is loads, like 9,000, maybe even nearly 10,000. So then the next episode of, it's called I Love Stand Up, it then only got like 2,000, which makes me just go, does that mean that everyone watched episode 1 and went, No, not for me.
That can't be the case. To me, that just seems like, I see, that's what I mean. I don't know how Instagram works, how much they know. Because to me, they go, oh, he's done something new. Let's get everyone seeing that. That's good. And then don't care about it after that. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I just don't know how it works. I mean, episode 1 was Lee Evans and Paul. So what other show? I'll tell you how I thought of the show, by the way. You might find this interesting. You know Mark Hoppus, lead singer of Blink-182, my favourite band. He's got a music show on Apple Music, and where he introduces a lot of his favourite music. And there's usually like a nice little story behind the song. So he'll go like,
This is what I liked about your thing is I wanted to hear when you met these people and your experiences. That was fun for me to listen to.
Yeah, so like Mark Hoppus goes, I first saw this band back in 1994, and then tells you why he loves the song and all of that. And then I thought...
Does he speak how he sings?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Okay, cool.
What do you mean?
Well, the way you said it, is like he sings. Four, I can't do it. But he's got that sort of tone. He doesn't put that on then. I don't know.
Hey, everybody, like Mark Hoppus. I could do an impression, but it's good. No. I could actually do an impression, but I forgot it. Sorry. But so I was thinking about when I was younger, I wonder what you were like. In my mind, I wasn't cool enough to go to live music. All the cool kids went to live music, but yeah, I went to the comedy club,
obviously.
And a lot of the time I went to the comedy club on my own. And I was thinking about like, well, my music was comedy. That's how I sort of, that's how I viewed the world. I viewed the world through stand-up. And then I thought, oh, hang on, this could be a show where you introduce Lee Evans and you just tell your story. Because everyone, if these comedians have had such a big influence on your life, like your whole fucking life, like this guy, Liam,
you're welcome. You should probably specify that there's two comics on each episode.
So how it works is each episode is made of two comics. The first comic is someone that I grew up watching, you know, and so for the first four episodes, it's Lee Evans, Jack D, Lee Hurst, and I think Jeff Green. And then and then the comic that goes with them is somewhat like a friend that I admire. I'm not cheapening it with a punchline. Just a friend that I admire.
I was waiting. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But no, it's great, man. I mean, I think it's really good. It's a great idea.
Yeah. It's a bit long. I mean, I should cut it, but I just can't be bothered. I mean, if you'd watch it.
But once you're over 10 minutes.
I know.
Who cares how long it is?
Exactly.
If you're committing to 10 minutes, you might as well.
But as well, it's not like television where or old, you know, 90s television where you miss the program. You can watch 5 minutes of it and go back and watch another 5 minutes of it later.
Maybe that's how you're getting all these views.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they get their counters? They'll be counting us twice, won't it? That's what they do.
You've started posting Wheelbarrow Town.
No, I haven't.
What?
I've started posting the other series we made, the shorter one, the Mark Simmons the Face Of.
Oh, right.
But at the beginning it says Wheelbarrow Town because it's the same production company.
Oh God, it's so embarrassing.
But I thought, why not? And like, I will put Wheelbarrow Town up eventually. They're a bit longer, but why now I can do Instagram TV, I might as well.
Oh, definitely.
Something in it, because something we made, and you know, I'm proud of them. You know, if I did them again, we'd do them differently. But you know. That's how you learn, isn't it?
What would you do differently? So tell us what it is.
So Wheelbarrow Town is like, it's a sitcom Danny Ward and I made two seasons of, and it was based in a cottage where my grandparents lived in the middle of nowhere, and it's about two brothers that start a retreat. And when we did it, the way we made it was, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because your face is so still. It looked like it was buffered.
Do you know why it was so still?
Why?
I went into a daydream.
This is like whenever we do one of my sections on the radio show. I'm talking and I'm like, he's not listening. He is in a world of his own. I wasn't expecting to have to do a pitch about my bloody thing. I just kept talking. I was like, there's so much to say here. I can't just do it short, but this is boring.
That's why I started daydreaming.
I'm glad you pointed it out. I'm glad I pointed out that you were. Otherwise, I'd still be bloody talking.
Did I tell you that I was playing chess in my front garden the other day? And someone walks by.
What? In your front garden? You got a back garden. Why are you doing it in the front?
COVID, mate. Yeah?
Why can't you do it in the back garden?
My back garden isn't sun-facing. What are you laughing at?
You just want everyone to know you've watched Queen's Gambit.
Are you fucking prick? I was playing chess before the Queen's fucking Gambit. I fucking was. I'm so sick. Every time someone walks past, they went, oh, have you seen the Queen's Gambit? By the fourth time, I just cracked. And I went, everyone keeps saying that. Yeah, I've been playing chess for about 2 years now, which is a lie.
That's funny. You're just sitting there in your Queen's Gambit t-shirt.
Oh.
Brilliant.
But
so, right,
anyway,
so you're playing chess.
So a guy walked past and he went, oh, Sean Walsh. And I went, hello. And he went, oh, mate, I love that show, you and Mark. The new show. And it was so nice.
Oh, wow.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
That's cool.
He loved our old radio show, and I yeah, it's really weird, isn't it? Because that means more to me than I saw you on what, you know, whatever, 8 out of 10 cats. That it means so much more to me that he is a fan of the thing that we made.
They had to find that show.
He had to find it, but also it wasn't like it wasn't a hit, was it? So you have to be a fan of it to listen.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, sorry to drop this on you, Mark.
Oh, but yeah, but we do get tweets and that every so often saying, when's it coming back? We got one the other day.
Really?
Yeah. It was under one. It was when you posted your one with Paul McCaffrey. Someone said, oh, glad this one's back. Also, well, that's weird. This says I'm running out of time. Why is that? Because there's only one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. 10 minutes, then we just have to restart it. Oh, is it because? I don't know.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, he said he loves your new podcast, but he also said, I'm still patiently waiting for Newsish to come back. So that's cool.
I know.
But never know, one day.
I know. I don't know why we don't. We can't think of the idea. If anyone's listening and they have an idea for me,
I want to do Newsish. I think we should go back there and do it.
Just go back? No, hang on. Yeah. What are you talking about? We tried to go back. I wanted to go back. We went back and they went, yeah, but you've got to do a different show.
That they wanted to make, they wanted to create, but I don't know. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, let's talk about jokes.
Okay. I don't have any. This is... Bye.
So this is the Christmas special.
Oh.
And I was going to say, have you got... I've never heard you do any Christmas material, so I was wondering if you've ever written any.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I didn't really, as you well know, didn't have a very conventional upbringing. So I don't sort of, we didn't really do Christmas. I did it when I was a child, but then like once I was like at secondary school, on the sort of later end of secondary school, we sort of stopped and we didn't get a tree or anything. And so I didn't really have the same experience of Christmas as everyone else. So I didn't really know how to, I don't really know how to relate it to, I don't feel Christmas at all. Mm. Nothing happens to me. I just sort of look forward to it to go back to normal because I feel like you're all doing this thing called Christmas. Mm. And I'm like, I don't really know what it is. Can we hurry up?
Have you never thought that that's an interesting angle?
It is an interesting angle, but the problem is that you would have to explain. You would have to go. You would have to go into, well, why don't you do Christmas? And then it's all just like, we didn't really have any. My dad was under, or certainly made us feel like the family were under a lot of financial pressure.
Mm.
And he certainly wanted to share that with us as children, me and my brother. So you can't, like, it's dark, but I could make dark funny, that's fine. But you just, I think there's too much of a story, but it would almost have to be like a fucking Edinburgh show called, you know.
And an Edinburgh show about Christmas is a bit weird.
Yeah, exactly. So I've always just sort of ignored it. And I know, and I've heard that, like, I've someone told me, I think it might have even been my agent, that like no one likes someone going up and moaning about Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
So then,
that's a downer, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't want to have someone talking about why it's shit. But I did once tweet a joke about Christmas. A tweet, and it quote unquote did well, but it was about, and it could be a joke, I think I've said it on stage, about like the nostalgia of Christmas. That's what we like, isn't it? The nostalgia of wanking at your parents.
Oh, that's great. That's really funny.
Yeah, so there's that. That's probably my Christmas, like, sort of. I mean, I don't know how
I've ever done it on stage.
Yeah, I think I don't
know. It's great. There's got so much to it because because there's nostalgia is the part I love about that.
Yeah.
That's because one, you're taking them one way, but then it works so well both sides of the joke because that is technically nostalgia. Like, it's true. It's not. That's.
you're staying, I think you relate to it because you're actually staying at your parents' now. So you love it.
I have full to the brim of nostalgia right now. or not full.
If anything,
I'm empty. I'm actually technically not full.
The other idea I had, so I also do these sketches with Josh Weller. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I know Josh. Yeah. We did that. He did Top Secret one night when I was there.
Yes. And we make a couple of sketches now and again and we post them. And I told him about a sketch I wanted to do, which we have yet to have done, but have said we're going to do. And then I thought, oh, I could do this as my own routine. Which is, so this is basically untested, but if I was going to write a Christmas routine, this would be it, which is that it's my personal belief that Christmas is for me, just so blindingly obviously only there to keep trade going throughout the winter. Right. If you didn't have Christmas, there would be such an economic dip because it's cold, it's wet, people wouldn't be leaving. There would be, surely there would be a natural dip in the economy. So they had to go, right, we need to get money going through the winter to get us through to summer. We need money. What are we going to do? And so I've imagined like a sort of board meeting where they're trying, you know, oh, we could raise tax through the winter. You can't just raise tax through the winter. They'll go mad. Oh, I don't know. And then it's like someone's birthday or something. And, you know, they're like, oh, happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday. Oh, what'd you get? Oh, I love a gift. I love a present. Oh. Hang on. What? What if there's a day where everyone has to buy everyone they know something? Why? Why? But why? Why would you? Why do you have to buy everyone's? I don't know. What's his face? What the fucking god? What if his son was born on a day, and to celebrate, we have to buy everyone everything? You're brilliant. What? What else? More. Colin, you've said fuck all day. What should we do on this special day? Colin's just looking out the window. A tree. Just like that. Just sort of this like random meeting of how they came up with Christmas, because it's just ridiculous.
Really. Yeah. That's great. That's funny.
Yeah.
Right. Right. 1 second. It says we've got 1 minute left.
Oh God, it's tense.
So, do you want to make a cup of tea when it stops,
and
then
we'll
just come
back
for a minute?
I would love to.
Yeah, because I've got to download the audio quick, and then
I think you should.
I mean, we only need to do 10 minutes more.
I'm just gonna go, Mark.
Okay.
Because you're talking for no reason.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So these are your little Christmas bits that you've done before. Do you want to hear a couple of things I wrote?
Before you do that, do you have any do any immediate ideas come to mind for that rough sort of sketch I have of an idea for Christmas?
When you were saying it reminded me of your cheese board bit.
Oh, really?
Because it's what were they thinking? Why, do you know what I mean? It's that sort of angle.
How did it come about? We don't know how it came about. Yeah. How did it come about? Yeah. I suppose it's the same thing.
Yeah. But I really like it. I think it is a good sketch as well. It's one of those, isn't it, where it would work really well as a sketch. And I think you could do it well in stand up. The tree bit, looking at the window and the tree, I like.
Yeah.
But have you thought about all the other things? Because it must just be, like, I mean, I don't know, what other Chris, like what the cliche things that people, sort of spending loads of time with your family that people hate, like there's a joke, the joke is that people don't like that.
Yeah.
So spend the whole day with your relatives, the ones you don't like.
Yeah.
Just what other weird things are there that happen at Christmas that is just mad? Stockings, and then the whole, like, they haven't even done anything about Santa Claus, because that's mad. if you're just where else does he get in the house? Chimney. How does he fly around in a plane? Now he's got some animals that drag him that can't normally fly.
Do you know what it sounds a bit like? It sounds a bit sort of like early Gervaisian.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Animals.
Like, oh, yeah. How does he get around? Reindeer?
Yeah, you're right.
But I'll tell you what, the only thing is, Mark. That was Siri, because I set my timer for my tea for 3 minutes. So here we go. It's nice and brewed now.
Oh, you have been hanging around with
Jack. No, he does it 2 minutes.
Yeah, but that's still a thing. That's not
what?
But they're still influenced by him, just because you don't do the exact same time.
Yeah, but no. But basically, it makes sense. The perfect tea. Like, I can't stand it now when people don't brew their tea. Like, it's just hot water. It's just hot brown water. It's dirt. You've made me a cup of dirty water. If you don't let it brew, if you brew. It's a lovely cup of tea. There we go. That's really good. Yeah, the stockings and also like Santa Claus. There's so much to be done. Here's my issue with it, because I don't do one-liners like yourself, right? Mm. So, and I think this is a good time to bring this up, relating to the COVID stuff. Yeah. Now, this is recording at a time where we've just come out of lockdown 2, right? Now, with lockdown 1, yeah. I wrote, I think, at the most part of 20 minutes, right? Or wrote, however I were. I came up with 20 minutes and I went and did it. And it was great. And it was really good fun. And I had about 10 minutes on Brexit before, and then 20 minutes on COVID. And it's quite, there's a different sort of energy to doing something that's current, that's happening. But the problem is, that all then becomes defunct. It becomes defunct. And I think, why the fuck did I put all that energy into...
See, okay, well, this rounds that this podcast, this is perfect, because that is because what's great about social media is you put that out there straight away and everyone enjoyed that routine and the effort that you put into it. And it had its, that was your special.
Yes, I suppose so,
about
yeah.
COVID. So if you put effort into this in the next, and as long as lockdown stays and you can go to Top Secret and work it in, you could do that for a couple of weeks, record it, then Christmas, bang, here's my bit about
Christmas. Well, do you know what? To be honest with you, I hadn't, you know what I'm like. If there's anything that I'm not, it's a businessman. I just don't think like that. That's the right way to be thinking. I should have written the Christmas routine properly in this lockdown, come out, done it for 2 weeks and posted it. But I just don't think like that. I just go, what will make them laugh?
But if I know you, you don't need that long.
No, I know. I don't. But I had.
And you got, how many weeks have you got? You've got a couple of weeks before Christmas. It's, you know, and then you could do it and then you can repost it every year.
That's true. Maybe I should do that. I mean, right, no, do you know what? I quite like that as a challenge. Maybe I'll do that as a challenge. And funnily enough, I've started writing an Easter bit.
That's perfect. You're not a business.
No. Because it came naturally, which is so I quite like, I don't know if you know about this, but I quite like nice crockery.
That is something that I'm surprised I don't know about you. That's, how do I not know that you like crockery?
I like a nice, this lovely teapot here, it's from John Lewis.
Does this mean you've never been yourself when we've been hanging out?
No, but why would it come up that I like crockery? It's like, not like I'm not going to start slagging off the plates in Nando's. What's this? Why are they coming? Oh, look at this cheap, dirty plate. No. So I quite like a nice, like, you know, a nice sort of, not expensive, but I like a valuable, that's a nicer phrase, a word, a valuable mug.
Okay, right? Lovely.
And so I had a nice sort of set of things. And I've worked hard in my life to be able to get some nice, like, John Lewis plates and bowls, right? And for it to look nice, and it's on display in my little artisan kitchen, right? And then, just a fucking cream egg mug on my shelf. I'm like, why? Why does this mug come with the egg? And people get you an egg, and it comes with a mug. And I'm like, why? Who wants this?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you what it's got to do with it. This is the thing. Obviously, someone's got an egg cup and chucked a mug in there. And like, so now I've got like this lovely collection of, like, you know, mugs. And then it's like, oh, there's a cream egg one and a Twix mug. I've got fucking Twix written in my kitchen. And so the idea, so I've started scribbling notes about, like, what, you know, how, it's the same sort of thing. Why, how did this come about?
Yeah.
And what is the point? Yeah. And what was really funny is what I want to say to Cadbury's and Snickers, like more the Mars company, whatever it is just so you know, you don't need to waste your money from your production line on this mug. No one is buying the fucking egg for the mug. Get rid of the mug. You can sell the egg for the same price and save your costs on the mug. No one wants the mug.
Yeah.
No one's going, oh, thank God I got a mug. No. And then I thought, do you know what? I'm moaning about the mug coming with the free chocolate egg, right? But if it was the other way around, I'd be over the moon. Go to John Lewis, buy a mug, I've got a free chocolate egg.
That'd probably make you buy a mug.
So there you go. So I will have an Easter bit at some point. But
that's great. But you could work that in after the Christmas.
You're right.
Because that's a natural link to being an Easter. Do you know what I mean? That's my impression of you.
That's so funny. Because that's so funny. Because I was gonna, my plan was to come back from lockdown two and to try and build a set that sort of kept climax. So just sort of kept. What's the opposite of descending? What's the one?
Ascending.
Thank you, Mark. Fucking hell. Ascending. It's good at stand-up. It's good at stand-up that you don't really need to use words, isn't it? Ascending. Like, until it's just you're laughing at how, like, unreasonably, irrationally angry I am. About, and it just to build and build and build.
The only other mug that's similar is the Sports Direct mug.
Yeah, but do you know what? You're right. And I don't mind that... You're a comic and you said it, but I always think my rule is... I remember reading Frank Skinner's book, his first one.
Good book.
And he said that if, you know, in terms of puns, if a tabloid could think of it for their headline, then it shouldn't be a joke. Mm. So, like, you know, some comedians have done jokes about, I think, like, you know, oh, can I have a Scotch egg and 20 pints? You know, coming out of lockdown. But that was the front page of The Sun. So you've got to be doing better than that. You know, and my rule is also is the same without... And I'd probably break it, you know.
I've been working for The Sun. That's how they got that one. That's how they got the scoops on you.
The ultimate betrayal. That'd be amazing. Like a wrestling storyline. It was me all along, Walsh. It was me all along. But it's like if someone that isn't a comedian would go, oh, and Sports Direct mug, then I would think, oh, I can't do that then. Because you thought of it.
But I can't think of any other mugs that are similar, like that you have, that lots of people have that are like, that's why that the cream egg bit is just cream egg, isn't it?
Well, no, you get them with all of them. You get like a Snickers Easter egg and a Snickers mug. You know what? I don't want, I'm 35. I don't want it to say Snickers in my kitchen.
That's funny.
But the thing is, it's not the problem. There are no problems here. But is when you're, it's the complication perhaps, is that does annoy me. That does actually, you know me, and you know that annoys me. But can you convince the audience are not going to be annoyed by that? So now it's not observational. If we're going to call observational a sort of category of comedy, it's not observational. There's an observation that it's strange, I suppose, that the egg comes with the mug.
Yeah.
But my attitude towards it is not relatable. So that becomes the bit that will maybe perhaps be a bit of work where the joke becomes how irate I am. So so it's a sort of different, it's a different thing. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, that's the same with the Christmas thing as well, really, in how mad it is. Because no one else, that's not something, is that an observation with the Christmas thing? Because are you pointing out the things that people haven't really thought about, how mad it all is?
I don't. Does that count as an observation? I think the Easter idea and the Christmas idea, although there is a massive relationship between the two, they're not the same. Because I suppose it's about how I'm, I think I've heard comedians use this phrase, attacking it. Is that what people say?
Yeah.
Attacking it because...
Yeah.
I need to be truthful to myself, I think, first and foremost. So the routine needs to be about how this annoys me. And it can't just be it can't be neutral because I'm not neutral about it. Whereas the Christmas one is neutral because it doesn't... That's the question. Do I do the Christmas one neutral or do I do it from a place of it annoys me when it does, it sort of doesn't. Well, I don't know. That's to think about, isn't it?
Yeah, because also because within the Christmas routine, you're going to be acting out other people having this meeting. So that's harder to get across that you're annoyed.
Well, no, because you have... Well, no, no.
Or if Gervais was like, arraigned it. Like
yeah, but So Gervais's attitude is in that you would argue that it's he finds it absurd.
Mm.
Not, but he's not necessarily angry about it. It's absurd. I think no. McIntyre is often finding everything absurd. And that's yeah. what you do as a comedian, isn't it? You're the alien. I mean, this is sort of a cliche, but it's something that I certainly think is you're an alien, and you're down there, and you look at the sort of human race functioning as they do, and you think this is crazy. And I think that that's how I wake up in the morning. I think what the hell is going on? Is there what the hell is going on?
And which is different to the Easter egg bit.
No, the Easter egg is still what the hell is going on.
Oh, I suppose so. But then that's a nice bit to go afterwards then, if you're getting more irate.
Yeah.
If you weren't that angry about the Christmas bit.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Mm.
There you go.
So I think... There you go, do it. And by the time this comes out, maybe the routine will be on your socials and we can point towards it.
Yeah, I'll get working. I've got a gig tonight, but I'm not doing it.
Little challenge. Where are you doing? Oh, you not top secret.
No, I'm in Portsmouth.
Are you? Oh. For yes. James Alderson. Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah, I've got a couple for him coming up soon. Lovely. So cool. Okay. That's good. Great. That's spot on for the
good.
Podcast. Good discussion. So two more things to chat about Christmas wise. So I had to write a couple of years ago, I had to write a few jokes for Christmas crackers, a thing. Someone asked me if I could do some. And they're not that good, but I thought...
You had to write what?
So there was a thing where someone was doing some sort of charity Christmas cracker thing. And they said, can you write some jokes? So I sent them a few and they selected a couple. So the one they liked, I'll tell you that one. This joke's actually had a bit of a journey with the writing of it. So to start with, the first way I wrote it was, I had a nightmare where I was trapped in a snow globe. I was really shaken up.
Yeah.
Right? It's on paper. Good yeah. joke. Fine. Done live. Never yeah. worked, right? So I changed it. So I think it was a rhythm thing. I changed it to, I had a nightmare where I was trapped in a snow globe. I wasn't scared, just a bit shaken up. Yeah. Bang. Big laugh. Just by adding that extra line.
What I call
line
a bridge.
In.
Like you'd call that a song.
Okay. Yeah.
Bridge.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
A lot of times people make the mistake. They think that jokes are, you know, you have to economically, they should be as short as possible. But actually, I think most jokes work better if they have a bridge. There you go. There you go for all your open spots listening with your little nerds.
But the thing with that joke as well is setting it in a nightmare makes it okay to do the joke, because normally I like the jokes in reality. But if I got stuck in some one-liner comedians would go, I got stuck in a snow globe. I was a bit shaken up.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? But by saying it was a nightmare, it becomes okay for me to get away with saying.
Absolutely. It becomes reality.
Mm. And also you do get a bit shaken up by a nightmare sometimes. So that's the best one out of those
good.
That I wrote.
Aren't you good?
Oh, shout out.
You are good.
These ones aren't so good. My girlfriend likes to walk around John Lewis looking for Christmas presents, so I don't hide them there.
Yeah.
It's all right. Do you think that could be improved? Because the actual... Because you do say that, don't you? Oh, she's gone to John Lewis looking for Christmas presents.
Yeah, but the only... Why I'm not laughing is because no one would hide their presents in a shop.
Yeah, so there you go. So then would it be better if I was saying she's mad? So I've misunderstood. I go, I'm not going to hide them there. Like she's the lunatic.
That's probably an improvement.
Or as she said, or someone said to me, go to John Lewis and look for some Christmas presents. And I'm like, what? No one's going to hide them there. So I'm the idiot. To be honest, when I'm saying it, I don't feel like it's funny.
What I would say is, I think there's something there, but I actually need a bit more time to sit on it as opposed to just verbalizing my thoughts with you. So it's not great for a podcast.
But if anyone has any ideas.
She's gone to job. I thought it was going to... I mean, not that this is any good. I just thought that it was going to be... Like the, no, it was terrible. The man, John Lewis. What was that joke that we came up with to put together? That wasn't Christmas related.
When was that?
We did a podcast and I said something. And I knew you were thinking, that was a good joke. And then you text me later on with a version of
what
it.
What was it?
It was about sofa.
It was linked to... Oh, that was it. Yes. So.
I've just split up my girlfriend.
That's it. Yeah. Because this is fun, because that is some, like, you genuinely did offer that to me. So I broke up with my girlfriend and my mate offered me a sofa. I was like, yeah, but I'm going to put it. Yeah, yeah. Nice. That, it's a good joke.
That will work, won't it?
I think, definitely. But I don't know whether I need to say she's kicked me out of the flat. And that's just...
That's nice, though. That's neater. Yeah.
Makes sense more. That's great. Yeah. Really good joke. I keep getting put off because your face is so still sometimes that I don't want to say anything. Because I don't want to waste it if you're not actually connected.
No, my Wi-Fi is completely working. I just stayed still there on purpose because I knew you looked like you didn't know what was going on.
Okay, I'll tell you a couple more.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a couple more of these. I was always told it's bad luck to put the Christmas tree up too early, so I do it at night.
Yeah, I think I like that, but just give it a time. Instead of doing it at night, surely just...
Okay, up too early, so I'll do it at 10 p.m. Trouble is, the p.m. I don't like for rhythm. But if you say I'll do it at 10, that could be a morning or night. Midnight. So I'll do it at midnight.
Mark, hang on. You'd be good at this, so hang on. What about you put your tree up, and your girlfriend complained that you did it too early and it's bad luck, and you go, well, I don't know what she's moaning about. I put it up at 10 to midnight.
Midnight.
That's better.
That's better, because that works better, because that's misunderstood. Yeah. They're both misunderstanding.
Yeah, but it's yours.
But the reality is, I did.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that's. It's actually happened, which is always better.
Cool. My least favourite Christmas present was an umbrella because I wasn't allowed to open it indoors.
Oh, I saw you tweet that.
Yeah, ages ago. That's been a joke I've had a long time. It wasn't even about Christmas originally. It was just... Oh, no, it must have been. I think before it was something like the worst present you can get is an umbrella because you can't open it indoors.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
It's fine. It works as a little joke, but it's not gold. Cool. All right. So there's a couple of one-liners there. Last thing, Christmas related.
Did you just say Christmas
gigs?
And I think you just pronounced the T. Did you just say Christmas?
I don't normally.
Christmas.
I mean, if anything, I normally miss letters out. I don't usually add them.
Oh, it sounded like you said Christmas.
I might have. It might have been because I was talking slow. Christmas. Don't know. You're not supposed to pronounce the T, are you?
I think so. It's weird, isn't it? Like people say, I've never tried.
But why is it there? It's absurd. Who came up with that? What meeting was it? It could be that meeting. Yeah, we're gonna call it Christmas, but we're gonna spell it with a T.
What did I think the other day? It's just a funny thought. You know that some people pronounce issue, posh people, issue. like Eton people.
Oh yeah, issue, yeah.
Imagine you heard someone, you're walking down the street, you heard a big issue seller say, big issue. There's no joke, I just always...
Yeah. Big issue. I don't know. How would you make that? How would you tell
that? You know what, Mark? You just wouldn't. Let's go.
No. but it sounds like something a chav would say. It's you, isn't it?
Oh, it's right. You. It's you, yeah. It's you, isn't it? It's you off the telly, isn't it? It's you.
Yeah. It's you. Anyway, cool. So just to finish, Christmas gigs. What's your opinion on Christmas gigs? Because they're sort of on the circuit, they're known as being usually quite tough and loud and raucous and a nightmare. Some people avoid them. Have you had trouble with Christmas?
I did up the creek in my early days, only been going a couple of years, if that. And I did a Christmas gig at Up the Creek and I was dying so hard. There were a load of taxi drivers in and a taxi driver got on stage and got me in a headlock. As a laugh. And everyone was just laughing at me, and I was just like a 22-year-old just bent over going, it's been a horrific career. Look back and go, it's been awful.
Sean, whoa!
Merry Christmas.
Hashtag awooga for the first time.
Ho ho ho
hashtag awooga. Ho 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 hashtag awooga. For to Sean Walsh for third time.
Wow.
Third time guest on the podcast. And maybe this is good, should be a little tradition at Christmas. Who knows?
Fun.
But yeah, a bit of fun. So any feedback at Jokes with Mark across all social media. We'd love hearing from you. Let us know what you think of the episode. And have a bloody good Christmas.
Oh, have
tomorrow.
A great one. I hope whatever tier you're in, you can find some fun and some festive joy.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my message.
Well, I'm going to listen to you and I'm going to try and find some festive cheer and joy, Joel.
Listen, I wonder if I fall into the catchment of people Mark will text Merry Christmas to on Christmas Day. We'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, well, you'll be one of none. Is that one of your traditions? I don't know if I do.
A nice tradition I've got is in one of my WhatsApp groups is that we all send a picture of our dinner table as it's ready to go. It's quite nice.
That's bloody lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it?
But Joel, you know what else? I almost forgot.
What?
I did my solo show on Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
How'd it go?
Which was bloody sellout.
Can I tell you what confused me? Is that you said it was full up?
It was full.
But
yeah.
What does that mean?
There's a limit on Zoom.
Ah, I got really confused. I thought it was a joke. Because I thought it's the internet.
No, it's 100 limit. Otherwise, I'd have to pay like you have to buy 10 subscriptions if you want to get more than 100 people. So I didn't really fancy that. But it was great. It was so much fun. So much fun that quite a few people have said they wish they could have watched it. So we're doing it again on Boxing Day at 6 p.m.
Did you record it?
So if any of the listeners... well, sort of, but I did record it, but I like to, when I'm doing a Zoom gig, I like to watch the grid.
Yeah.
And that's not watchable.
You should record,
for
Mark,
someone.
Like you're doing now into the mic and just record that for the audio.
A little bonus podcast.
Maybe. I don't know.
But anyway, 6 p.m. If you want to watch, let us know. Anywhere on social media, DM me or at me or whatever. And then I'll get your email address and then I can send you the link. It was loads of fun. That's on Boxing Day, 6 p.m.
Lovely.
Yeah. All right, Joel. Anything more from you?
Nothing more from me, Mark, except I hope everyone has a lovely, lovely Christmas.
Yeah, you go and have your mulled wine.
Mm-hmm. And you go and copy me.
And I'm going to do what I do every year and have some mulled wine and wrap my presents. And come on, everybody. Let's get through this. This is going to be great fun. Merry Christmas to you all. Hashtag awooga. Ho ho ho. Hashtag awooga. Anything more for you, Joel?
Nothing more for me, Mark.
Right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.